Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're taking crunches when you need them.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. When we're walking around carrying a gun, however we're carrying our weapon, hopefully we've trained. Hopefully we have put things together. Hopefully we have practiced what we may have to do. Now, the problem for any gun carrier is going to come in that moment when you finally determine that you're in a situation where a violent criminal attack cannot be avoided. At this point, you're going to have to commit. And at this point, this is where hopefully you have trained a lot for that draw and that first shot. Because the most important shot that's going to be fired is going to be the first one. Nothing's going to stop a fight like putting the first hit into the vital zone of an attacker. No one's performance improves after they've taken a solid hit to a vital zone on their anatomy, and gunfight studies clearly show this. Even if the attacker doesn't immediately go down, the armed citizen has taken any advantage away from the criminal. As a rule of thumb, if you have to shoot at someone, you should be shooting to deanimate them. That may be one shot. It may be multiple shots. You're going to have to make that determination. So I'm not suggesting that you fire only one shot. You might double tap. You might fire a multiple shot volley. But that first solid hit is going to be the determination as to how this turns out. Even when multiple criminals are involved, nothing will discourage a gang like seeing one of their number take a solid hit with the first shot fired by what they thought was going to be an easy victim. Now, with the ammunition situation being what it is, armed citizens need to examine their practice methods and determine what the most cost-effective method of practice can be. I suggest the Mantis X system, simply because you can buy it and practice anywhere with it. They have all the drills, and they have the first shot drill put out there. It, you know, the Mantis X system, it fits to your gun like a flashlight does, and it's completely reusable over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. As long as the batteries last. No ammunition expenditure required. You're going to want to develop a smooth, fast draw an effective first hit on the target. That's hard to do without ammunition, which is why I go back to the Mantis X thing. But, I mean, you can actually train with Mantis X for that draw and everything else because your gun will still fit into a holster. It'll fit with that one on. If you don't want to put it on your gun, you can put it on the base of your magazine. So if you're not going to carry, like, a flashlight on your gun, you don't have a flashlight holster, you can still attach it to it. And you're going to accomplish a lot through effective dry fire practice. And it's critical to make double sure, you know, when you're doing this, of course, that the pistol is unloaded. And, I mean, one thing that, I mean, I rarely do this, okay? Simply because I do it enough to stay in practice, but most of the time when I'm carrying a gun, I'm carrying it concealed. Well, let me rephrase that. Every time I'm carrying a gun outside of the house, it's concealed some way or another. And you have to make certain allowances for the way it's concealed for that first shot. Now, you need to work with whatever concealment garment you usually wear, whether it's a shirt, an overshirt, you know, a t-shirt, whatever it is. And you want to work for a smooth, quick draw that is devoid of wasted movement. One thing you can do, and you can do this, I mean, we're in the era now of TikTok. And, you know, everybody is filming something. You can set up your iPhone or your video camera or something. This is one of the reasons why I thought Bedford's video was such an important place to go to. Because videoing and watching your movement as you do it is a good training aid. Shooters often don't realize how guilty they are of wasted movement until they actually see themselves in a video. Circular movements when drawing a gun, like throwing your elbow out and everything, that actually is going to slow you down. If you can do it straight up and down, it's quicker, it's more efficient. But you're not going to do that unless you see yourself draw. During the draw stroke, shooters should not only be focused on the target, but they should be looking at the exact spot where they intend to put a round. The gun is drawn, brought up in the line of sight, pistol sight's acquired. We don't dip our head and look for the gun. We bring the gun into the line of vision. What's a good spot to aim at? You know, looking at the third button on a man's dress shirt is not bad if he's wearing a dress shirt. If he's wearing a t-shirt, then you want to wear it. You know, you're going to be somewhere centered on the neck, right dead center of the chest, maybe a little bit lower in the solar plexus. If you were to do, you know, look up a little human anatomy, you would see where this is at without having to worry about how a shirt's made. So, another thing that you should consider is that criminals are not going to stand there all squared away facing you like that B-27 target that you've been practicing on. They're going to be moving and turning, and for that reason, it helps to think of the target in three dimensions. So, imagine that something the size of a large grapefruit is located in the body, and regardless of how the body is turned, you have to hit that grapefruit to stop the fight. And this helps determine the actual aiming spot required. Let me reiterate that a smooth, quick draw and a solid hit to the vital zone with the first shot is critical to winning a real-life gunfight. It's what we should practice the most, whether it's in dry practice or live fire. And there's plenty of tools out there, plenty of tools. I'm about to change. I'm going to start a little thing where I'm going to be training incessantly with my CZP-10 series pistols. I'm going to change all the sights over to XS Big Dots, and I'm going to train with the Mantis X system. And I'm going to film all that for you if you want to see it. We'll see if I get any good or not. But it is something we should be training for because gunfights are over with really quick. Really quick. And first hits, unfortunately, are what you're looking for. You're looking to bring the hyperviolence efficiently introduced as fast as you can. It's unfortunately we live in this era, but such is the nature of man. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. You know, if you stick around long enough, the craziest gun control ideas come out of the woodwork. And the latest, and I'm not kidding, the latest is to hit a 20-year pause button on the Second Amendment. Pennsylvania Capital Star guest contributor and gun control advocate Michael Cogbill suggested law-abiding Pennsylvanians should be hamstrung and cut off from protecting themselves and force a stop to the legal sale of firearms. But with a sunset provision, only 20 years, and a pinky promise to give it back. What's more is Cogbill's laundry list of why Pennsylvania politicians should show courage and institute a 20-year blockade on the production and import of firearms are actually the very legitimate reasons why a record number of Americans chose to legally buy a gun during the past 18 months. Courage isn't the word that comes to mind. It's lunacy. And Cogbill would put Pennsylvanians in danger. Now, he wants this in particular because he sees Pennsylvania as hard hit by criminal violence over the Independence Day weekend. This is quite the... it's the same flawed data gymnastics that MSNBC's Chris Hayes just tried for which he was roundly criticized. But Cogbill links the high crime in Pennsylvania with the number of firearms legally purchased in 2020 by Pennsylvanians. Cogbill notes, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh are seeing a record-breaking number of shootings and homicides. The problem is there's just too many guns. Pennsylvania ranks in the top 10 states with guns purchased at 1.4 million, averaging more than 100,000 guns sold per month. Here's the problem. Correlation is not causation. The likelier case is that law-abiding Pennsylvanians are purchasing firearms because of concerns, with crime and safety. Over 21 million people completed the FBI NICS background check to purchase a firearm in 2020, including more than 8.5 million first-timers. This figure includes millions of black American buyers who purchased firearms at a pace 58% higher than they did the previous year. And this included Pittsburgh's Trish Wendt. Wendt attended a local gun show and left with two new firearms. She said, "I have one for home defense, and I have one for carrying. I have kids and we're alone a lot, and it's my responsibility to protect my children," she explained. She was one of several African-American women highlighted in a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette news report, a crucial segment of the growing and diverse gun-owning community. Now, Cogbill's asinine idea would leave Wendt and millions of women like her high and dry for two decades. Now, I don't have anything against reducing the instance of criminal firearm misuse. That's a worthy and important effort. But gun control advocates like Cogbill call it gun violence, as if the gun and not the criminal is the cause of the crime. And that key component of criminal-focused efforts is noticeably absent from his little gun control fantasy. A keyword search of the word criminal produces zero results. Cogbill would terminate a God-given right of law-abiding Americans while ignoring the criminals perpetrating the violence. This is in fact, a common gun control tactic these days. President Joe Biden continues to deceive and shift blame away from criminals and instead attacks law-abiding gun owners and the firearm industry supporting them. And critically important is President Biden's nomination of David Chipman to lead the ATF. This guy's a paid gun control lobbyist employed by the Giffords Gun Control Group, with a well-known record of mocking and denigrating gun owners. Now, while Cogbell ponders unrealistic proposals that only harm law-abiding Pennsylvanians, and the president and his gun control allies continue to misfire on federal policies, firearm industry has offered real solutions with decades-long track records of demonstrated success of making communities safer. And these have resulted in the lowest numbers of unintentional firearm fatalities in more than 100 years since data was first tracked in 1903. And these are the initiatives the firearm industry will continue to promote while protecting the Second Amendment rights of people like Trish Wendt and other Pennsylvanians and law-abiding Americans. My only question for anybody that's always wanting to come out here and say, well, we need to look at... See, I don't understand where anybody gets this idea that going after the law-abiding is going to stop crime. Because the law-abiding, I mean... If the goal is to actually stop crime, we should make gun ownership a requirement. Because the people that carry guns are the most law-abiding. The most law-abiding. And instead of doing that, we completely ignore that one little factoid, which is a pretty big factoid. And we're always going after this thing where we're going to prevent crime from people that have never committed a crime in their lives and probably aren't going to commit a crime. Like all the women, most crime is not committed by women, not of this type. And, women are the fastest growing segment of gun buyers in the United States, with black women leading the pack. So these aren't the type, You know, I sit around all the time just trying to figure these guys out, and there's just no way to impose logic in their very messed up world. I have a lot of problems with that. A lot of problems with that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, I would say that's not a characterization we're making from here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, when asked if the Texas Democrats who fled the state to avoid voting on a bill caused a super spreader event at the White House, Psaki continues by saying breakthrough cases do happen.
We certainly understand there will be breakthrough cases. Even vaccines that are incredibly effective are not foolproof.
At least six of those state representatives have tested positive for COVID-19, along with a White House staffer. Investors in the buying mood after yesterday's big sell-off, the Dow gaining 550 points to close at 34,511. Game 6 of the NBA Finals set to take place tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Bucks looking to put an end to the Phoenix Suns season as the Bucks lead that series 3-2. You're listening to USA Radio News. Speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell calls out politicians for saying that we should defund police as crimes rise across the country.
Leaders at the local, state, and federal level should be acting to confront the surge in violent crime that's plaguing our nation. For about a year now, the political left has grown obsessed with the notion that police officers are inherently bad, policing is inherently evil.
President Biden has stated he does not want to defund the police and that money from the American Rescue Plan can be used to train and hire more officers. A new survey finds that more Americans struggle to pay their medical bills during the coronavirus pandemic. The reasons include being infected with COVID-19, losing income, or losing employer health insurance coverage. The survey conducted by the Commonwealth Fund shows that more than a third of insured adults and half of those without insurance said they had an issue paying a medical bill. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, Karl Marx is often portrayed as the hero of the masses because he believed in the creation of a workers' paradise following the temporary reign of the vanguard of the proletariat, that small, highly educated elite group that would rule in the interests of the workers until such time as they were capable of ruling for themselves. In Russia, that was 73 years and counting. They still have not gotten to that point. One might ask when that point might be reached. But apparently that's not part of anything right now. But anyway, I digress. Now, wherever a Marxist revolution has taken place, that vanguard has decided that its reign should be permanent and in its own interests. So communist elites enslave workers just as the Democratic Party does in cities like Baltimore and Chicago. In communist states like the Soviet Union, the People's Republic of China, North Korea, and communist Cuba and Venezuela, small bands of communists seized power but refused to cede it. And when the people protest, as they are now doing in Cuba, they're met with force, hauled off, and imprisoned or shot. Communists and communism likes to portray itself as if they're the wave of the future. But they're actually a throwback to the outdated system of absolutist monarchy It was abolished in most of Europe in the 17th and 18th centuries. Marx, Karl Marx, is not a brilliant thinker. He was a stubborn fool who turned his back on democratic capitalism, the most successful and humane system in history. And that's why he found a following in backwaters like Tsarist Russia and post-imperial China. Communism has never appealed to those with deep-seated democratic traditions because it's recognized for its authoritarian nature and its threat to freedom. Well, till now, anyway. Now the Democratic Party's been seized by self-proclaimed Marxists who plan to establish a permanent Marxist state in America. They believe that they have to move quickly before the midterm elections in order to pass controversial legislation granting them a permanent advantage in elections, H.R. 1, and enlarging their base, the American Family Plan. And once these partisan bills are passed, the real takeover would begin with vast new taxes and regulations in the name of climate change and immigration reform and business reform and minimum global taxation and tax reparations and a thousand other cuts designed to transform America into a Marxist economy. The economy would be run permanently by professional politicians, the same sort Biden has assembled for his first term, Anthony Blinken as Secretary of State, Janet Yellen at Treasury, Merrick Garland at Attorney General, Deb Haaland, former chair of the New Mexico Democratic Party as Interior Secretary, Marty Walsh as Labor Secretary, Xavier Becerra as HHS Secretary, Jennifer Granholm as Energy Secretary. All of them came directly out of political office and all share the same vision of expanding the size and power of government. And then we have the vice president, and it's doubly so for her. She knows as much about rural America as Nancy Pelosi does, which means she doesn't know anything about it. And it's not just Joe's progressive appointments that are troubling. It's his cagey, secretive manner of instating Marxism. Biden pretends to be Joe Sixpack, but he has never worked for any length of time outside government. He displays contempt for those who do, even to the point of challenging them to fight or do push-ups. Somebody take him up on that one, would you? He is the least transparent of presidents, refusing to answer questions as if he's above having to do this. No questions on the border crisis. No questions on pipelines. No questions on Afghanistan. No questions on anything except playing ball. And that answer showed what he thinks about the involvement of ordinary Americans in government. Just shut up and watch the game. Joe Biden has amassed and spent millions on the backs of ordinary Americans. According to a Forbes estimate, he was spending $2,000 a day on personal expenses during the 4 years he was out of office. Not exactly an average Joe budget. His declared net worth of $8 million does not accord with reports of payments from foreign governments, money that may be held in the names of family members. Other Democrats live like royalty as well. Senator Dianne Feinstein and her husband have a reported net worth of over $1 billion. $1 billion. Nancy Pelosi's net worth with her husband is $115 million, while the richest U.S. senator is Democrat Mark Warner, $214 million. The Clintons, who claim to have left the White House without a nickel, now have a net worth of $120 million. All these people claim to be working for the poor, but the poor don't get rich under their rule. They do. And none of these rich leftists has made large charitable contributions to benefit American working people directly. The Clinton Foundation has been described as a complex organization that does a variety of charitable activities, which include funding the Clinton Presidential Center in Arkansas and health care in Africa and Asia. But what about ordinary people in Oklahoma and West Virginia? Those less glamorous and less politically rewarding needs are never addressed, maybe because progressives don't really care about Oklahoma and West Virginia and the rest of heartland America. And at its heart, Marxism is an expression of the most primitive of human instincts, the desire to enslave others. This will establish their security and superiority if they do so. There are countless examples of dictatorial rulers who have sacrificed their own people in this way. From Tiberius and Caligula in ancient Rome to Hitler and Stalin, Pol Pot and Mao. Absolute power always sacrifices ordinary people. All the more easily when the brutality is masked by promises of a worker's paradise. And now we have promises of a worker's paradise in America under the name of the American Family Plan, and a deceptively titled infrastructure plan. And Marxism always leads to the greater concentration of power in the elite and the enslavement of the masses. And Biden's proposed $6 trillion in emergency spending and matching $6 trillion annual budget, along with his recently announced proposals to rein in businesses, is an enormous step towards socialism. Right now, the big thing is because Bezos and Branson paid a bunch of money to go fly in space, they obviously got more money that needs to be taxed. They shouldn't be allowed to be spending money. America's becoming less free under a president who can't help but express his contempt for you, no matter how strictly his handlers prevent him from speaking off script. Contempt for ordinary people is not just the byproduct of left-wing politics. It is the underlying motive of Marxism. The Marxists want to separate themselves from the people and exploit them for their own benefit from on high. Like the Obama guns and Bibles and Harris's belittling rural America. This is actually what they think of you. And they don't just feel contempt. They want to enslave and, if necessary, kill you. Go look at the records of Lenin and Stalin and Mao and realize that they're trying to put communism here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Holster in singular. Policy should never favor criminals. And when it does favor criminals, it is going to change every aspect of life in whichever community does so. Case in point, San Francisco, famous for their tech trendsetting, but they've got a different kind of trendsetting now that is it's reaching across the country with some of these stores, especially Walgreens. Walgreens is adopting this. I guess they're tired of closing stores, so they're adopting this policy. The new thing is. Some of these retail outlets are going to put all of their goods behind locked glass case barriers. Not just some, but all. There appears to be a citizen video from someone trying to get the attention of local press of the Safeway supermarket at Church and Market in an area between the Mission District and the Castro District. So now if you're shopping at the San Francisco Safeway, coming from Twitter, you need soap, meds, shampoo, toothbrush, etc., ring for assistance because everything is locked. Result of Chesa Boudin's so-called restorative justice. I saw this in a Walgreens in Columbia, South Carolina, in a neighborhood that I am in all the time. And I don't live in Columbia, South Carolina. I live in the upstate part. But, I mean, I saw this, and I'm looking at this, and I'm like, okay. Now, this is an attempt to thwart shoplifters. Because in San Francisco, they have a theft free-for-all going on in that city. And this is not because of, this didn't just crop up because it became trendy to do. Oh, no. They actually have a city policy in place. They're radical left-wing District Attorney Chesa Boudin, raised by Bill Ayers and formerly Hugo Chavez's advisor, has declared that shoplifting is effectively legal if you only steal goods up to $950 in value. And as much as he denies it, when the seat gets hot, he actually means it. According to the Washington Examiner, as videos of brazen retail thefts in San Francisco draw national attention, the Examiner has obtained new data showing that District Attorney Chesa Boudin is prosecuting far fewer shoplifting cases than his predecessor. The numbers show the prosecution rate for shoplifting cases involving a misdemeanor petty theft charge for a loss of $950 or less fell under Boudin from 70% under former District Attorney George Gascon in 2019 to 44% in 2020 and 50% as of mid-June 2021. Prosecutors filed charges in 116 of 266 cases presented by police involving petty theft in 2020, compared to 450 of 647 cases in 2019, according to the data provided by the district attorney's office. So it's all to keep low-level criminals out of jail, he claims, calling it criminal justice reform, which is all part of the George Soros agenda. Joe Biden's daughter Ashley was reportedly partying with Chesa in Philadelphia this past weekend. So his idea is, he gets to hang out with the rich and the fabled, while in the mean, on the mean streets of San Francisco, criminals have taken this notification to heart and gotten very busy. Countless videos have since been posted of shoplifters walking in and out of retail establishments in San Francisco with bags full of goods, fully confident that they'll never be prosecuted. They now have retail gangs that go into, and they carry out full-blown broad daylight heists, like what happened at Neiman Marcus on Union Square earlier this month. Target has cut its hours. Walgreens has shut 17 stores down. And they can't take it anymore. And instead of defending themselves with cops and security guards, they're sealing off all the goods from any human contact. Now, good luck getting some help opening those cases and having the goods wait for you at the store counter now that stores can't get workers based on the state of California's generous unemployment pay, which makes not working more attractive than actually having a job. Meanwhile, shopping where you can't touch anything isn't much of a shopping experience, and it's far from foolproof given that thieves often just smash through glass cases anyway, as they did at Neiman Marcus. It suggests that maybe the stores are just trying to hold on a bit longer before they have to shut down anyway and go to full e-commerce given they can't defend themselves any other way. It'll be like, Green Acres, where Zsa Zsa Gabor goes, "Goodbye, city life." This might as well become some of these places without Kinko's. The video has a comment section. Some of the comments: "Time to consider moving. Ain't going to get better, so this is how you want to live. There's better options." Or, "How sad. How do you explain this to children? Everything is locked up because there are criminals in our city who've been stealing. That's going to make them feel real safe." Or, "You stop going to stores like that with your children. You don't dehumanize your children. There's no reason why anybody needs to go there to shop. There are options." You would think that they would just go full online shopping for in-store pickup at this point. "It's so sweet having to wait. Limited selection. Meet store clerks. Thanks, Jay." "That must be the Safeway at Market and Church. Saw a would-be shoplifter try to make a dash from the store with a shopping cart filled with stolen stuff. Shelves that weren't locked up were half empty. I don't think the store will be with us much longer." So much for the quality of life. Chesa loudly proclaimed that he was not prosecuting quality of life crimes when he was elected a couple of years ago. And I just wonder how the quality of life is now in San Francisco, now that trust has vanished entirely between buyers and sellers and the entire social capital is gone. Does he care that locals are now forced to shop behind glass barriers just to get some Prel shampoo? And he is facing a voter recall, and 40% of San Francisco's residents say they plan to move out. Rest assured, he's going to tell us that he's been doing a good job and only the cops are to blame. But instead of putting the criminals behind bars for thievery, as is done in normal societies, in San Francisco, now it's the goods that are behind bars. That has definitely got to be an unintended consequence. Never heard of that. Well, yeah, we've heard of it a little bit, but, you know, this is the Caracasification of San Francisco. Under the man he idolized, Hugo Chavez, who made the beautiful city by the bay a total crime pit like Caracas. And you want to know something that's really, it's almost sick when you think about it. This is what the left calls progress. And give it a moment, because the more violent, not exactly, quality of life crimes, they're going to go up too. Because when you legalize burglary, well, somebody's going to stop. Somebody's going to take umbrage at this, and they're going to get killed trying to save, you know, the buffering or something. There's just no escaping it. Going to be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Pay attention to all this Marxism stuff that's going on. They got plans for us. This has been Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.